Nath, please get the round of applause ready for an Australian singer-songwriter who's had over 1 billion, yes, B, billion streams on Spotify. She's been nominated for an ARIA. She has toured with the likes of Carly Rae Jepsen, Katy Perry, and our producer Grace made us say this, sure. She is also a Libran like me. She loves a bit of balance in her life. Her debut album is coming out later this month, and a new single comes out today. Please welcome Starlee!
Starlee!
Thank you.
Now,
thanks so much for having me.
No, thanks for being on the show. Now, Starlee, we do need to start things off straight away on a negative tone. We did speak about it off air just briefly before. The fact that you're coming to us live, pretty much sitting on Bondi Beach. How is the weather at the moment? It does look a little bit windy, but is it like a hot, nice wind? Tell me it's freezing.
No, it's actually beautiful. It's like the sun's shining on me, so I'm getting a bit of the breeze and a bit of the warm sun at the same time. So it's like that perfect combo.
You suck, Starlee.
Yeah.
You suck.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
I'll be honest. When my, because we're recording this as well, and when my Zoom call started, I thought it was a film clip or something I was watching. Like, the lighting is perfect. It's like literally the most perfect picture of Starlee.
Starlee, you know what it looks like.
Oh, and awesome.
I'm sure you've done quite a few film clips and photo shoots and that kind of thing. It looks like there's a professional person blowing like a beautiful amount of air and wind in your face, so your hair has this nice swoosh. Can you confirm there isn't
someone
there?
I've got someone under the table just with a fan, just like blowing it in my face.
It's funny, when we were doing some research for the interview, I was just looking, and Starlee, you've been on Vogue, In Style, Elle, Harper's Bazaar, list goes on and on. And, you know, and for them, there's a lot of effort and stuff that goes in. But, yeah, you don't even need to go the effort. You just open a Zoom call and here you are. It's like the front page of... can you tell us a bit... So the song that's out today, Let Me In, the new single, can you tell us a bit? What's it about?
It's basically a breakup song where I've really kind of messed up in the situation. And I've acknowledged that I've messed up and I'm just trying to get back into the good graces with this person. And so they're not really having a bar of me. And the whole song is basically me crooning to this person to let me back in their life. And if I came knocking on your door, would you let me in, kind of thing.
Starlee, I mean, we've all made mistakes in relationships. How hard is it, though, to admit that the mistake was made by you? You were the one who screwed up.
I feel like I'm always admitting that all the time. I feel like it's just something I'm always making the mistakes. I usually end up dating people that are really lovely, really, really nice, and then they think I'm really nice, and then suddenly I just like mess up in so many ways, and I'm just like, oh, I'm just terrible.
Okay. Now, the thing is, you're the talented musician, so you're able to create a song to say, sorry, Jimmy and I, we're screwed if we make a mistake, because, I mean, we can make a podcast, but it's much less impressive. Do you find making a song to apologise and admit that you've made the mistake helps repair a relationship that you may have screwed up?
Not really, because I never really tell the person it's about them, but I would say, you know, there's some really good, I think food is a really good way to apologize. That's probably the number one way. Cooking something nice for the person.
So can I ask about this song? So this person that you've written this song for, they must have an inkling or an idea. Would that, do you think if they heard it, they go, hang on, is it about me?
Maybe. I think most people I've dated think that my songs are about them. So I just let all of
exes
them
exes from 10 years ago. I like the new song. You know, Starlee, I dated her. She wrote a song about me.
They're all about me. Have you ever, when you're in a relationship, not when you're broken up, but have you written a song about someone when you're in a relationship and have you played it for them? How did they take it?
I don't often like tell anyone about those things, but usually I keep it to myself. But there was one song that was quite romantic, and so I played it for my partner, and it was a bit of a tear-jerking moment, I guess. And so it's corny, so that's why I just don't do it.
Because you're cool. You're the cool one in the relationship.
So you're the cool one. We're the corny ones in a relationship. Yeah. We're the corny ones, Starlee. So we love all the corn and all the cheese. We love that. Hey, Starlee, the album, the new album, this is so exciting, coming out later this month. How do you feel seeing all the hard work, the blood, sweat and tears that has gone into creating this album and coming to the point where it's pretty much ready to be released?
Yeah, I'm so stoked, honestly. It has been a lot of good work, like exciting. And I've just, we just finished the first single music video, and I did the album shoot, all of the photos for the album shoot and the cover. And I'm just so stoked about how things are turning out because there's a lot of prep that's gone into it. And I feel like even with COVID, just being able to be so focused and making sure that I get exactly what I want, it's been a really big bonus for me to be in Australia and being able to create at the same time. So, yeah, I'm really excited to share it with everyone.
It's interesting you mentioned COVID. I mean, we spoke to a lot of local Tasmanian musicians and that kind of thing. And it's funny how much COVID and the pandemic has limited and also given opportunities to artists as well. Yeah. Do you think you would have been able to finish the album, I guess, as quickly as you did if it wasn't for the pandemic and being able to put everything into it without having to focus on anything else?
I think that I would have finished it in the same timeline, but I don't know if I would have gotten exactly what I've... There's no way I would have achieved what I've achieved this time for my first album. Like, it's just, I was able to really put, because this is my first project I'm ever releasing. I've only released a few songs before this. And so I'm kind of just learning as I'm going because I came from a songwriting background. And so doing all this is kind of new for me. And so being able to just put all my energy into it and figuring out what do I want to say? What is the messaging I want to get across with my visuals, with the way I'm presenting myself, with the way I sound? How do I want to finish these songs? All of those things have been so good to do here. And I've been able to build a really good team in Sydney. So I'll be sad to leave them when I go back to LA, but I feel like secretly I want to come back to Australia every time to do all my creative stuff because it's just been so good. It's been a great experience.
That's what we want to hear.
Come back to Australia. Come to Tasmania. Come to Hobart. That's what we really want to hear.
Mate, she's sitting on a balcony in Bondi.
There's a lot of talented people in this country, I think. I think there's so much untapped talent. So it's really cool.
Can I talk about that style? And you may not be able to articulate this or put it into words, but just reading a bit about your story and especially, you know, when you're 14 years old and someone's telling you you need to straighten your hair if you're going to become an artist. And now we're chatting and you're talking about this first proper project. You're talking about how, you know, you're going to go back over to LA overseas and then coming back home. Does your life feel surreal? Are you able to appreciate your journey? Like, how does it feel?
I mean, yeah, some days I do, like, look around, like, I can't say exactly, I can't explain, say everything right now, but yeah. I've been getting some really massive blessings coming into my life, and even with just certain brand collaborations and things that have been happening and just the right people coming around. It's like a little group of angels helping me to really fulfill my dreams. And sometimes I do really think, like, how is this happening to me, you know? But I've put in all the hard work. I really have worked my butt off, like, I can't say that I've been handed anything like easily. It's always been really gritty to get to that point. And I think that's just part of my journey and what makes me, I guess. But it is a huge blessing because not everyone gets to fulfill their dreams the way that I am. So I'm very grateful for that. And I hope to never take it for granted.
Absolutely.
Would that be some advice, I guess? Because as Nathan mentioned just before, we've chatted to a lot of local Tasmanian artists who I guess are struggling a bit in coronavirus times because, you know, they're at the start of their careers, they're used to going out trying to play gigs to get money to then maybe lay down a demo or something. Would that be advice that you've just got to keep persisting with it? It is a long road.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for me, my biggest key has always been to never give up. Yeah. Like, just the fact that I never give up. I'm not even the most talented person in the room most of the time.
This,
like,
room you are. No, this room you are, definitely.
okay, well, some of the other
rooms. You're supposed to disagree, Starling. Yeah. You're supposed to disagree.
She's nodded. She's like, yeah.
She goes, I know, you didn't have to say it.
I've known you for about 10 minutes, but yeah, I can see I'm the most talented in this room. That's.
You know, you said it, so I'm just
second off.
I'm going to write a song. I'm going to write a song about us when you leave. Starling broke my heart. No, but seriously, it must be that thing, like, just to keep going in those moments when it gets a bit tough.
I think that anybody that's meant to do this with their life, I think they just know deep down that there's a feeling and you've just got to trust that gut instinct. And, you know, it's kind of like, You just have to find ways always to make the most out of any situation. And because everything's happening in here, it doesn't matter what is going on outside. It's all in here. So just say COVID's happening now. Well, what can I do? I'm not doing gigs. Maybe I could just be doing live streams on my YouTube, or I could go on my IG and do that for my fans. Or I could create visuals for what I'm trying to do for when things do open back up again. Let me plan out how my stage setting is going to look. Let me do, like, just find things that you can do to actually keep you busy, but also increase your your broader vision of what you want to put together, you know, because a lot of times when you are out busy doing gigs, you're not having time for those things. So take it as something as to your advantage and use it.
Well, Starlet, you have been an absolute treat to talk to, although you are making us jealous singing that beautiful Bondi Sun. Of course, Starlet's new single, Let Me In, available now from wherever you get your music from. The new album drops later this month. Starlet, before we do let you go, I mean, we've heard what the song's about and how you wrote it, about fixing a relationship that you may have screwed up on. Because you're the most talented person in the room, when me and Jimmy inevitably stuff up in a relationship, will you be there to write a song for us and save our asses?
Always. If you guys needed a little jingle, I'll just put something together on a voice note and I'll send it through to make you guys feel better.
Oh, there's my girl. That's yeah, it. There we go. There we go. I love not being the talented one.
Talented one in the room, Starlet.
Thank you, Starlet. We appreciate it. All the best. We'll chat again soon.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.